Claims that Winston Peters hadn't been given media cabinet paper are bullshit, according to a source. The plot thickens in the mystery of Broadcasting Minister Melissa Lee's media support plan. It's been a month and a half since the Prime Minister tasked Lee to leap into urgent action and get crickets. There are reports that Winston Peters is holding up the paper because Lee failed to properly consult with New Zealand First. Asked in March whether the proposal had been progressed to Cabinet prematurely, Peters blamed staff. Quote, "When things happen sometimes, it's often due to over-exuberance on the part of staff members. Not to condemn them, in a certain stage in the process is overlooked." But staff understands the normal process was actually followed, that the Cabinet paper was given to coalition partners New Zealand First and ACT on March 11. A source said that Peters claiming he hadn't been given the paper was bullshit. In fact, staff understands that Lee's office prepared lines to clarify the timeline and prove Peters' office had received the paper, but they were effectively shut down because the coalition was more important. The Prime Minister refused to say if that was the case or whether the paper had gone to Peters on March 11. Cabinet office guidelines note that at least 5 working days must be allowed for consultation between ministers and parties in government. It's when feedback is usually provided. But after weeks went by, the paper was finally lodged to Cabinet committee. Agreement couldn't be reached there, which means the Cabinet paper has to be worked out at leader level. It's now up to the Prime Minister Christopher Luxon, Winston Peters and David Seymour to sort this mess out. And as staff revealed on Thursday, the paper won't see the light of day until Peters is back in the country. But with the Prime Minister away next week and then Peters likely attending Anzac commemorations in Gallipoli, that may not be until the final week of April. The Prime Minister responds. Asked if he still has confidence in Lee, the Prime Minister replied, yes, I do. Asked if he's considering taking portfolios off her. No, not at this point, he said, before quickly realising what he'd said and correcting to, no, not at all. Asked if anyone in New Zealand First had expressed an interest in taking over Lee's media and broadcasting portfolio, the Prime Minister said that is not a conversation that has happened whatsoever. But Luxon wouldn't say if Lee had sought to set the record straight or whether he'd shut her down in order to keep the peace with Peters. Asked if Lee had requested permission to clarify the process and was told no by his office, Luxon told staff, "I'm not getting into any of that." Asked if Lee had actually followed the process and if he was throwing her under the bus, the Prime Minister wouldn't defend her. "Sorry, I'm just not going to be discussing that." Asked if Lee was gagged by his office, the Prime Minister said he disagrees completely. Asked if it was because he didn't want to undermine his coalition partners, Luxon simply said, "I think that's a bad question, to be honest." He also said the characterisation of the question was wrong when asked what it says about his government that a cabinet paper like this can languish on Winston Peters' desk until he's ready to give it the go-ahead. Asked if he's lost control of his coalition, the Prime Minister fired back fast, "No, not at all. We have a very good coalition." The upshot is, and for the record, it's understood the cabinet paper is not particularly contentious, and goodness knows consideration of these issues are long overdue. The industry has been screaming into the abyss for years, begging to at least be allowed to operate on a level playing field, in the vain hope that we wouldn't see the devastating decimation of the media industry that we sadly did this week. The Prime Minister will, of course, always maintain that they have a very good coalition. To say anything but would be catastrophic and likely to lead to the government's collapse. And there's no questioning that this has been a government committed to delivery and which has been fast and furious in implementing the policy programme that voters elected it on. But this example of political brinkmanship, more than any we've seen in the coalition to date, raises serious questions about the government's ability to progress key issues if the coalition partners aren't seeing eye to eye. Voters will have short shrift for any ongoing perception, real or otherwise, of political psychological warfare.
Keeping politicians on their toes takes work. Please support us at stuff.co.nz/contribute.